His name is Moby, and for now, this rehabilitation tank in Galveston is the stranded infant whale's only home, and caregivers like Heidi Watts are his only family.
Because he is so tiny and hasn't learned any survival skills for the wild, he unfortunately will not be releasable, but we will definitely try to find a good home for him if he gets healthy.
The 50-pound, weeks-old dwarf sperm whale and its ailing mother were found on Jamaica Beach as Tropical Storm Aaron lashed Galveston Island. Members of the Texas Marine Mammal Stranding Network worked quickly to try and save the pair.
Both the mother and calf started swimming together within the first 24 hours. However, the mother's condition was obviously declining. So unfortunately, she passed away.
Watts says there are no wounds or outward clues to indicate why the mother died. Whale strandings are considered rare on the Texas Gulf Coast, especially mother calf strandings. Rescuers are now putting their attention toward Moby. The 3.5-foot infant whale is being fed through a tube pushed into his mouth.
The formula is extremely expensive. It's about $400 a day to keep this baby whale fed. So we're just asking for help and donations to be able to continue supporting this calf.
Moby will remain in the rehabilitation tank at a National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration facility. It's hoped he will one day be adopted by a zoo or aquarium, but for now, rescuers are taking it one day at a time, focusing first on trying to get the infant whale healthy.
It's going to be hard not to get too attached.